Well, less than 2 weeks now until Christmas. Hopefully you are all in the festive mood and rocking around your Christmas tree. But not if you're in certain towns, because first of all, some towns just don't have Christmas trees this year and others are being left rather underwhelmed by their council's effort. Last month, the tree in Banbridge had to be replaced after being branded one of the worst in Northern Ireland. The latest tree in the list, it's in Newry, with some calling for it to be removed, as reported by the Belfast Telegraph this morning. It's also saying about Downpatrick, its Christmas tree has been left largely bare. Just a few festive lights on it, not much else. Some people not very impressed. Glenn Barr is the Ulster Unionist councillor for Banbridge, and Michael Savage is an SDLP councillor in Newry. We'll come to you first, Glenn. Tell us about what happened with your tree, because they had to get rid of it.
Yeah, good morning from frosty Banbridge. What happened in Banbridge was when the tree went up, it was found that one side of it was more or less dead and was all brown. So again, there was a bit of a social media backlash.
You can kind of understand that, can't you, if your tree's half dead?
Without a doubt. I spoke with the council officers whenever I'd first seen it, and they got it replaced straight away, and it looks absolutely fantastic now.
So you've improved your problem. Michael Savage, in Newry, you still have a bit of a problem. Do you want to describe your Christmas tree to me?
Well, what I can do is bring a little bit of festive cheer to your listeners.
Okay.
We did get our tree improved and enhanced greatly last night. We had the council team out, and our whole new set of lights have been adorning our tree since the early hours of this morning. So it's a much improved situation in Hill Street in Newry, I can assure you, and much more in line with what we expect of a major shopping city in Northern Ireland.
There are a lot of people asking about the Christmas trees this year and suggesting that councils perhaps have been a little Scrooge-like in how they've treated the trees. Now, I know we're talking about big budgets with other things, but it doesn't cost that much for a Christmas tree. Do you think you could have been a little bit more open with the money?
Well, to be honest with you, our tree went up a number of weeks ago, and the response on social media and from ordinary members of the public, traders, people I met on the street, was one of completely underwhelmed and totally disappointed. And in some cases, some of the comments were disgusted by the state of the tree. It did leave a lot to be desired. We approached local council officials, who, to be fair to them, acted very quickly in ordering new lights, and it took a couple of days to get them, but the tree looks totally different. I put it up on my Facebook page this morning, and it's more in line with what we expect of a tree in Hill Street in Newry, which is very busy, I'm glad to say, with southern shoppers and shoppers from all over this island.
Yeah, I suspect the pound and the euro are probably the reasons for that as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it all the more reason why, you know, we have to showcase our city in as good a light as possible. And what I will say is, around our city, our town hall, this Christmas lights are quite spectacular. It's just this was something that we felt needed to be improved, and thankfully the council officials and staff reacted, and we're in a much better position now. So with the last 2 weeks of shopping, you know, people in Hill Street will see a much enhanced Christmas tree, and we will review things and we will be looking to improve things next year. And maybe look at other parts of the city where we have vibrant nighttime economies.
Glenn, I just wonder with you, I mean, there have been some other councils that have been criticised because they're not putting Christmas trees up everywhere they did in the past. In council budgets, do you think Christmas trees are an exception and actually perhaps a few quid there is something that's quite important?
Yes, it definitely is. But the way we do it within the Armagh, Banbridge, Craig Evan Borough Council is that the main towns get the main sort of the Christmas tree, and then the more rural areas get a budget, and then the local community groups apply for the budget through that budget and are able to get the Christmas tree.
What about your house? What about your house? Do you have a Christmas tree in your house? Is it up yet?
Yes, the wife and I put it up there last week.
the lights and does it have all the trimmings? That's what we want to know.
Well, it's got lights on it, yeah.
Well, that's all right. Michael, what about you? You feeling festive yet?
Well, I was just putting mine up last night, and there's still some trimmings to go on it, but, you know, I'd like to wish all your listeners a happy Christmas, and you're very welcome to Newry to shop any time.
I'm sure we are. Yeah, do you know what would be lovely as a little festive Ulster Unionist SDLP come together at Christmas. What about a little sing-along? You ready? You'll join in here? Come on.
Rocking around Christmas.
There you are. That's a bit as far as I go.
Ah, you see? We can bring people together on this programme occasionally. Glenn Barr, Michael Savage, Merry Christmas to both of you. And have yourself a very lovely Christmas shopping day. Stephen is back tomorrow. And stand by for Sean.